I thought we'd say a few words on, since it's Erev Asor B'Teves, have a look at these inyanim of Halacha and also Hashkofa, and it was, I hope, will put us into the mindset of what we're supposed to be thinking tomorrow at the basis of this Tanis. Have a look at the topic. Asor B'Teves. Hanhoga Hazuya B'Yom Tzom Tanis Seinu. There is a correct way of behaving on a day of a Tanis. Kosa B'Shulchan Aruch. Kol hashori b'tainis, anybody who's in a tainis, bein shahaya misane al tzorosai, whether it's a private individual tzora, oy al chaloma, or supposing it's a chalom, bein shahaya misane al tzibur, or a tainis because of the tzibur, al tzorosam, whatever it is, whatever cause, and whatever the factor is, hareze lo yanhig idunim ba'atzma, you shouldn't pamper yourself, you shouldn't take pleasures and delight on things. It's not a time to be careless and carefree or samech on tov leiv. A tanis has an awesome feeling to it. In other words, a day of not severity, but a day of seriousness. You should be concerned with sini. You should be concerned. What's life all about? What's the purpose of life? Look at this. One of the most important things to be careful on in a tanis is not to get angry. If you're a businessman and whatever business you're doing, deal honestly and fairly and pleasantly with people, and don't come to anger. Why? What's so bad about anger? What's behind anger? What is so terrible about anger? For Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer Ochos Yosher, I thought I'd look it up and see, he has a section here on what chaos is all about. And he brings down from the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. Could I just read out a little bit of what he writes here? Rambam says, I'll read it out to you because this is from Hilchos Deos, and you'll see what chaos is all about. In every quality and every characteristic a person has, you should always go in the middle. Our chaos itself is midah ra, is a very bad midah. Adma oy, one should keep well away from chaos. In other words, not a middle of the path, but avoid chaos. And a person should go to the other extreme and avoid any form of anger, any form of akpada. And train yourself never to get angry. Hold back the chaos. And even something which you're really entitled to get angry about. If you want to put, for example, on your family a certain amount of fear, of reverence, whatever, or if you're supposing you're a rov of a community or a panis on a tzibur and you want to get angry, you want to show them something which was wrong, you should appear to be angry but inside not angry, but be very calm inside. It's an act. If you have to show it, then put on a bit of an act, but don't be inside angry. If you have to show it, then show it only on the outside. You're acting out the anger. If you feel you have to do it, if you feel, for example, a father with the children, if you feel you have to show a certain discipline, so all right, you're entitled to show it, but if you're angry, wait until you calm down and then show your pretended anger, but not inside. But really, you're not really angry. Anybody who gets angry is as if he's obed avodah zara. Why? Because as if he's denying the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something and you don't like what happened, so you're aggravated by it. You're angry with the hashgacha potis. So because of that, you're angry. It says obed avodah zara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something and you wanted it certain another way. So that is obed avodah zara. I think the Gemara brings down in the Dorim that kol minei gehinam sholtim boi. The Gemara brings down. What does it mean? Every sort of Gehinnom is on top of him. It means, if you've ever been angry, the mood you're in is a mood of Gehinnom. You're feeling, the Ran says there in the Gemara, that what you feel so uptight and aggressive and anxious when you're angry. That is Gehinnom. Combination. You are in Gehinnom as such in your life. when you get angry. But Amusha Karakais im Chacham, if you're a Chacham, Chachmasa Mistalekes Mimenu. You lose your Chachma because of the chaos. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu got angry once and he didn't know by, was it B'nai, no, Sofchot, he didn't know the halacha.
By the rock.
The imnavi hu nevu osa misalekes mimenu. If he's a navi, he loses his navias. Ubalei kaz ein chayim chayim. They don't have a life. They're not living. People who get angry lose the dignity and the pleasantness and the grace of life. The fichach tibul is rachik min hakaz, and therefore we're told to keep well away from kaz, not in the middle. Ad sheyanig atzmo shelo yagish afilu dvorim hamachisim. I'm just reading now a little bit about Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He never ever got angry, never showed any form of hakpodah at all. An incredible koyach he had, the Rav of Ramat HaSharon. Very calm, everything he said was always measured. I remember once reading that he was once approached by a whole group of girls who gave him their names and they wanted to give him a bracha. And he turned around and said to them, "I'm not a fortune teller." And he asked the driver to drive on, who's sitting in the car. I'm not a fortune teller. He didn't show cars, but he... And he lo navi, nagid lecha ma, ma reyeh lechem. They wanted a bracha, like as if he was a fortune teller. He didn't show cars, but he said, he told the driver to drive on. He didn't want to wait to talk to the girls, because he felt they were abusing him. Like, you come to a rov for a bracha, and you want to change all your life for it. It's not the way to work. The zuhi aderech atoyva v'derech atzadikim. What does a tzadik do? Aluvim be'enam olvim. They become ashamed, but they don't give shame. Shomim cheposam. They hear their shame, be'enam eshivim, but they don't answer. Oisim me'ava usmeichim b'yisurim. Aleim akos avoyim avoyav k'teisa shemesh b'gvur osrei. In other words, a person should be done in that in Toma Devorah. A person should hold back the chaos, and if you're ashamed, so at least don't answer. If you're able to hold back, at least smeichim b'yisurim. That's a very high madrega. But listen to what he brings. He brings a story down on mice. In Sefer Chassidim, Meister Beben, the story is told of a certain son, Shekibetes Abi Biyose, who was extremely proficient in the mitzvah of Kibbut Aboyin. He honored his father in a beautiful way. Omele Ha'av, the father said to him, Ato Machabdeni Bechayai, you give me such honor when I'm alive. Techabdeni B'misosi, do me a favor and also honor me when I die. Ani mitzaveotcha, I command you, shetorin kaz halayla echad. If you get angry, don't react that one night. Don't react, don't answer back. I'm asking you now that when you, after I die, honor me in such a way, you'll honor me in such a way that you will, when you get angry, you'll hold back the anger. You won't get angry and you'll hold it for one night. If his father died, holach l'midina sayom, the son went off to do business in a different country. And he left his wife, who was pregnant. He didn't know that she was pregnant at the time. And it took a long time. And he was away for many years. When he came back to the city, he came back at night. And he went to the room where his wife was sleeping, where she was lying. And he heard the voice of a bocher in the room with his wife, who was kissing her. The Bach was kissing his wife. Sholaf Chaba, he took out his sword. The Rotza Laharoget Shneim, and he wanted to kill the two of them. The Zocha Mitzvahs Oviv, and he remembered what his father had told him. The Heshivu Latara, and he put the sword back. The Shama Sha'oma, and then he heard his wife saying to the Bacha, my dear son, she was talking to her son, it was her son. She'etzva, Kava Yeshanim, many years now your father's been away. Shahalach Avicha Me'etzvi. Ulai, if he was here now, She'elad B'chaben, he would find you a wife. In other words, he realized that she was kissing her son was kissing her. Kesheshama Zom, when he heard this, Adova, Oma, Pischli Achisi Rayosi. Oh, how wonderful it is. Boch Hashem She'ot Sakasi. Boch Hashem, I didn't get angry, I would have killed my wife and my son. Boch Ovi, and my father who gave me a bracha, Shetzivuni La'asor Kasi, he told me never to get angry, hold it a night. Laila Achas, Sheloh Haragti Yosroth Lizbanai, I didn't kill my son and my wife. The Somchu Simcha, and he made a great simcha, but also Mishteh L'chol Ha'om, and he made a Mishteh because he held back his anger. And him signed the Somchu Ha'be Ma'oid, Ashre Mishan Iza Mikas Kol Yoma. Beautiful wife, he would have killed his wife. He heard her kissing to somebody in the bedroom. He thought it was somebody else, and it was her son. He was away for many years. Orchas Yosha, Orchas Yosha, Orchas Yosha, Pam Kenesu. Kass, one has to be so careful, especially on the time. I just want to bring that down and show you. Let's have a look at the next one. the Paker, Sefer Chassidus, that's Sefer Chassidus. The Sefer is all about Moi Chazal. Look at the next one. I thought I'd bring that down because on a Tanis one has to be extra careful on a Tanis. The Faker al Dalki Tshuva Basar B'Teves. Midibay Hanavim Chayovim Lehis'anois Basar B'Teves. We're Mechuyo Tafas Mipnei Hatzoros She'ilu Bahem. Because of the Tzoros which happened. Kidei Le'oire Harovos B'Faker al Dalki HaTshuva. So that we'll be awakening ourselves to do tshuva. The years as zichroin the maaseinu haroyim and a reminder for our things which we do wrong. Maaseh avoseinu shohaya kamaaseinu ato ad shegom lahem lahem alonu oisonu hatzorah shivus zichroin hadvorim elu nosha b'tshuva. A person will then do tshuva when he remembers the act. I think my voice is so topical now in our times. You know, all of Eretz Yisrael, there's such a tzora here going on. Every area of Eretz Yisrael, every pina, the Lebanon and Iran, and who knows what's going to happen now in Iran, Egypt, and all the countries around. There's anti-Semitism in Europe, is terrible now as well, in England as well, in different places, in America, what happened now in Monsi, and different. There's a lot of tzoros going on, Aleinu, in Klal Yisrael, a lot of difficulties going on. There's no government here in Eretz Yisrael, and even the government, who they are Erev Rav people. There's no Shomer Torah mitzvahs, you know, Hashem Yerachem Aleinu, and the world of B'nai Torah as well, very difficult for many B'nai Torah, people who are learning Torah. There's a time of great tzoros in Klal Yisrael, Aleinu, so we must do tshuva tomorrow. It's a day of great tshuva, and we must be careful. The Tanis is there for tshuva, especially the times which we're going through now. The Lachel and children who are people who are sick as well, young people who are not well. Just, I don't know if you know the Maisa of in the summer. My son-in-law told me the Maisa on Shabbos. An Avreich, 40-year-old Avreich, was driving in a car, and the car had a crash. And the crash, they gave him tests, and they discovered that he had a growth in his brain. When he went to the, he didn't feel anything wrong, and he went to the hospital. They gave him tests, and the CT, they discovered that he had, lo aleinu, a growth in his brain. So they started treating him with chemotherapy, and sat machosid, and he was treated with chemotherapy. And the doctor said, "You have 2 months to live," just because of the crash they discovered it. So his chaverim in Rehov Yoel in Satmar took upon themselves the Kabbalah. That they were to fool for him, that no one would speak in davening. No one would speak in davening. They took upon themselves the Kabbalah, says Yeshua for the Avreich. No one would talk in davening. So they were Kabbalah themselves that. He went back to the hospital and they checked that there was nothing at all, completely clean. The growth had completely gone away. He went to the hospital 2 months later when he was supposed to go in and they said there's nothing there. They took on the Kabbalah and he was completely clean. On the way back from the hospital, coming home, when he'd given a clean bill, the car had a crash. The taxi was in a taxi, and the taxi crashed. And he broke his, what's it, the Agan? Agan Echaim. That's the, he was completely crippled in the back. What is that, Agan? What is it in English?
Pelvis. No, the back, yeah. Like
the spinal cord was broken in the car crash. The taxi driver was like, on the way back, he was just told he had a clean bill of health. So they took him to the hospital and they treated him over Sukkos, and they put boragim screws to put him together. Came out of hospital and he had terrible pains. He went back and they discovered that the chemotherapy which he had ate away the screws, so everything was completely useless. The operation couldn't be done because the chemotherapy in his body, all the screws which they put in him, and he's lying now in hospital in Hadassah, unbelievably sick. Terrible pain. Can you imagine such a miser, 40-year-old man, and he's lying in hospital now? No, they can't treat him. They can't put the bones in because there's chemotherapy in his blood, and it disintegrates the screws which are in his back. His name is Yair Ben Sora. My son-in-law told me about it. Yair Ben Sora. These mice are happening, you know, not much tragedies. I mean, you hear what's going on in Klal Yisrael, different people are sick, and politics and poverty and things like this. Tomorrow is the day of Achuv. You'll see in a minute why it's so important. Look into your deeds. The purpose of the of the Tanis is the actions. It's all because of tshuva, not the fasting. The fasting is only a tofel. People who go on a teal on a Tanis with the voim v'teilim or sit and do things which they shouldn't be doing. Tofsu ha-tofel, you took hold of the tofel, which is only the Tanis. V'nichu ha-ikar, because the ikar is the tshuva. Not tshuva alone. That person has to fast as well. But you should know that the ikka is the tofel. The ikka is the tshuva. The tofel is the tannis. So that one has the tannis as well.
The vehicle for the
tshuva. Right. Look at the next one. You know that you can. We'll come on to it later about Amud Ashacha. We'll do that in a second. But if you have to eat on Asar B'teves, look what he says here. Kosva Mishnubur, Mikomokoim, Apa Tzorich Lechol, Lo Yisanik Atzma B'Vosa B'Yan. If you do have to eat, don't eat meat or wine. Rak Lufi Mashat Tzorich, only eat what you have to eat. You don't make a banquet or a big suda tomorrow. B'chein HaKetanim Sheish Lehem, Da'as Le'elisabel, a child who can yes understand, Apa Gein She'im Uchuivim Lechanchom, Afilu Ben Yud Be'i Shama, Afilu Tanish Shoes, Mikomokoim Roi Lechanchom. You should train a child. Shelo Yechom Makadei Kiyam. You give a child what he needs, some bread, some cheese, or something, but it shouldn't be a suda for him. Lechem umayim osha ma'achol poshut lefi atinok kedei shisabru in matzibul. A bad person can't fast at such a young age, but nevertheless he should be feel the tarnis. Umeiza gil nechshav kishil yesh lam das yisabel. What is the age? Why lechan chavakach? The kids in the shlach he writes down kosav al tibay hamogen avom shahainu nigil eser shonim. From 10 you could do that with a child. Or children who are well, they have enough das for that. Just miss out the next one. I just want to go to the next one at the bottom. Stoka biyamatanis. We need a giving stoka on the tanis. Minhag litain stoka b'mincha b'tanis. There's a minhag to give a mincha time on the tanis, money for stoka. The agot tanis tzidkosa. The reward of a tanis is stoka. For yesh nagim, some people are noig l'shaya masha hoya oichel, to measure what you would have eaten. The amatanis lotain la'aniyim, to give that money value of what you would have eaten, to give it to aniyim. There's a minhag to do such a thing. Eliyahu Rabba. V'chein nagim v'sas kehilas l'hachiz litain kofer nefesh. Some people give a kofer nefesh. How much that is? I don't know. 18 shekels is it? I think. V'mikomokom yira lasos kein shelo b'chazos hashat atfila. Keep a balbin. Don't do it during the Chazaras Hashat, to give tzedakah, to go around giving tzedakah on the Tanis. It's a very big Indian to give that tzedakah. Tzedakah tatzil bimoves, the whole schus of giving tzedakah, the mitzvah gadol ma'oi to give tzedakah. The way you give tzedakah, the manner of giving tzedakah, the sefer ponim yofos, to give tzedakah. Now look at the next one. What's so important about Asar B'teves? What's behind it? Look at this next one. Chomer Achulban Ba'Asar B'teves. Believe it or not, look what the Abu Dhar writes. The imatanis asor b'teves yochele lacha b'shabbos. If it would fall on Shabbos, lo hayos hanidcha liyom acher. You would fast on Shabbos. If asor b'teves would be on Shabbos, you would fast them on Shabbos. You would fast. V'pnei shenem abo be'etzem hayom hazeh. Like on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur it says be'etzem hayom hazeh. It's a pasuk in Yechezkel. And therefore, on the day itself, it's not any other time, this is on the Chodesh. The Chodesh, for example, the Chodesh of Av, or the Chodesh of Tammuz, or the Chodesh of Tishri. But here, it's specifically the day, and the Navi says in Yechezkel, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. The Kosav Hazeh Beis Yosef, Lo Yadati Minayin Hazeh. But the Beis Yosef says, it doesn't. B'dei Azu Doicha Shabbos, K'Kosav Hayaros Devash. He writes, the Yom Hahu Kosher Yisrael. This day, Asar B'Teves, is a very serious day for Klal Yisrael, and Ma'oid. Yosem Yon Chuban Abayis. It's even more severe than Tisha B'Av. Asar B'Teves. Why? Umizeh Moifes Kitzor Gedola Hoyosa Cholat Cholas Koshos. This is where all the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael began. Nebuchadnezzar came to Yerushalayim and he stayed at the bottom and around surrounding Yerushalayim. No food could come in, no one could go out, no one could go into Yerushalayim. He didn't make the Chulban then because of the cold. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to be Megalithim in the winter, so he waited until Tisha B'Av. But the Maisa Nebuchadnezzar came and settled around Yerushalayim and made the siege. It began on Asar B'Teves. But Tanchuma, but Asar B'Teves Hayu Ruim Legalis, and Mishum Hatzina, because it was called Himtim Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Behigam Bekayetz and Tisha B'Av. But really, it should have been then, on Asar B'Teves. And that was the beginning of the Puranias. Now, look, Ein Zem Mavua Bechasam Stoifen. This is what Asar B'Teves is all about. He writes in a drosha, Peyush HaKosher, from Shimon Astropoli, he explains from Avenu on the right. But Beinyan Chodesh Teves, Ba'oisa Yoim Shesamach Melech Bovel Lamata Yerushalayim, K'moy Kein Yoshu Beisin Shomala. On the same day that Nebuchadnezzar came, in the Beisin Shomala they sat down and decided about the Chulban. Elu Ma'aminim, those who said not to, the Elu Masmilim, those who said yes to make the Chulban. Ad Shegobas Masmilim, until it was decided in Echav Abayis, it was decided in Asor B'Teves. On this day, the decision was made in Shomayim. There's no year where it's more than the other. And if it doesn't build in our time, in other words, on this day, tonight and tomorrow, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides again whether to build the Beis HaMikdash or not. Because this is the beginning. The Gezar Din is made on Asor B'Teves, which was then. And every year when it's not done, the decision whether or not to have a Tisha B'Av this year will come out on Asor B'Teves or not. Nimso Shebechol Shon Nischadish Chulban HaKadosh. It comes out to be on Asor B'Teves. V'zeu B'chol Pam Kishemagia Oysa Yom Shel Asor B'Teves Shehitchil Oz Namala Mishpat HaChulban. The Mishpat of the Chulban takes place every year on Asor B'Teves, because that's the beginning of the Chulban. K'moke b'chol doy v'doy Yoshu beisin shomala v'goysin ha'chulban al kol shana b'shana. So it's so severe, Asor B'Teves, people don't realize what's behind it. The siege was because of the beisin shomala, and because of that there'll be a Tisha B'Av in the following year or not. So everything depends on the tshuva of, we'll see in a minute what type of tshuva it is of Asor B'Teves. It's different from any other time, is the tshuva. We'll see in a minute. Hilkach al Tisha B'Av Chetzomim al Atzorah She'ovah lo dochu Shabbos, and that's why it doesn't die for Shabbos. Avol Vitalis Tisha B'Av, not Tisha B'Av, we push off till Sunday. Avol Tanis Yubateves on Asar Bateves Tzomim Bishvil Bittel Tzorah Hasida, because of the future of what will come about. V'haya die for Shabbos Kamo Bataanis Chaloim, and it's from Chaim Soloveitchik. I'll explain what it means here. But Chaim explains that supposing a person, Lo Aleinu, has a dream, a bad dream, on Friday night. So you could make a tainis on Shabbos. Why? Because your oneg is to put straight the tzorah that you have in the night, immediately, not to wait. So similarly, if the gezar din of Asor B'Teves is on this day, Etzem Hayom Hazeh, so that the chalois of the tanis is like a tanis chaloim. It's the same idea. Because a person would feel that he's putting straight the gezar din in shomayim, it's like a tanis chaloim. That's what Chaim Soloveitchik says. I saw in the stencil, I looked it up. Chaim explains that it's similar to a tanis chaloim, where your oneg would be on Shabbos, your oneg would not be eat if you had a chaloim, a bad dream. Your oneg would be to make a tanis. A tanis chaloim is mutar on Shabbos. We don't pass them like that. And the mice will be also, we don't have Asor B'Teves on Shabbos. Asor B'Teves can never fall on Shabbos. It can't fall on Shabbos. Luach is set up like that. It can't fall on Shabbos. But if it would, said the Abu Dram, if we would Mekadosh Levon according to the Ria, and it could fall on Shabbos, nowadays we have a different Luach. Never can Asor B'Teves fall on Shabbos. Also, no other fast can ever fall on Friday except Asor B'Teves. Asor B'Teves can be on Friday, but Asor B'Teves can never fall on Shabbos in the Luach that we have. But we fast on Friday. I remember a few years ago, Asor B'Teves was on Friday, and you break the tannis on Kiddush when you make Kiddush on Friday night. So it can fall on Friday, but never on Shabbos. So, but what the Abu Dram is saying is only in this man when it will be Kaddish al Piyariya, because of the severity of the day, it would, according to Abu Dram. We don't have to.
May have at one point, and before they set the Luach.
Yes.
Asor B'Teves.
Yes.
What still existed before the.
But no one, the Beis Yosef doesn't pass it, the Rambam doesn't pass it, like, no one passes like that. But the Maisa, according to Abu Dram, you would. Take a look at this sheet, Abayis, then you'll see why. Have a look at this sheet. The Beis Yosef passes, the Maisa, we would not. But look what he says here. Every fast has two aspects to it. Asor B'Teves Ikar Hu Tshuva. But the main quality of characteristic of Asor B'Teves is Tshuva. Like the Yaros Debashan and Chassan Sofer, Shehu Yom Adim in Yechayv Abayis Im Loi. The decision is made on Asor B'Teves at night whether to make a Chulban Abayis. Well, Achein Din Atan is Doich HaShabbos. And that's the reason why it's Doich HaShabbos.
So
on during the day, on the day.
Oh, I think you're fair.
We don't start the night before.
No.
The starts only Tisha B'Av starts the night before. although the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the Shaltiyim brings down, the Baal Nefesh is machmir to start the Tainis already before all Tainis. I think Rosh Steinman started every Tainis like Tisha B'Av the night before. Every fire, I think he did. Baal Nefesh, the Shaltiyim brings down in Tovkuf Samach Dalad in Shulchan Aruch, he brings down that a Baal Nefesh is machmir even like to be like Tisha B'Av. We don't do that. Also, the dinim are not the same of Tisha B'Av as well. We don't have to sit on the floor. You have to wash yourself as well. On Tisha B'Av, you can't. But the Maisa, you'll see. Let's see what he says.
Tisha B'Av has the element of mourning.
There's no mourning.
No, this is Tshuva. It's not mourning.
Correct.
Tisha B'Av is mourning.
That's what all the Tanaisim are mourning. All the Tanaisim have together Avelus to them. Avelus, but not. So have a look what he says. He explains.
Not the Chavesh Inuyu.
No.
Chalit Esther also is mourning.
No, but it's doesn't
have that's also would be tshuva.
It's also tshuva. It's also tshuva as well. Yes, it's also tshuva as well. There's not a bailus on that. That's true. But Tzam Gedalia and Shivasa Batamuz is. Look what he says. Ubiya hadvarim yesh v'hakdim tihinei beikah divrei habeis yosef. The Beis Yosef says yopeh hikshu that amai torach lahavi esad divrei habeis yosef. Why did the Beis Yosef bring the Abu Dram to say that if it would fall on Shabbos, it would be Doicha Shabbos? Why did he bring it? Dim chalasol b'teves for Shabbos, Doicha Shabbos. Why did he bring that down? Bizman hazeh ein mekadshim al pi ariyah. We don't have that knowledge. Why did the Beis Yosef bother to say that? V'imkein la'olam yoyochol hasol b'teves for Shabbos. It can never fall on Shabbos. V'imkein tzorch b'yad l'maytor. Why did the Beis Yosef lashmeinu shedoicha shabbos v'alkein nanogeh bizmaneinu? Why does he have to say that? L'maytor, it can never fall. So why did he bring the Abu Dram if it's not Shabbos? Ubiya hadova, yeshlano. Dihine behold that a tanius tata isbe. There are always two factors in every tanius. Aleph din tshuva bekapora alachatoim. Kmo sheivenu midive harambam. Perik dalad. The Rambam says shekol yisrael misanim bohem mitnei atzora sheiru bohem. Kidei leoirer es alabovas ufatev darki tshuva. That's the Rambam. You know the lashon in the Rambam. Rambam says the purpose of a tanius is to be oirer tshuva on things which we've done wrong. Shekosav and the Mishnah Berurah write that Ikar HaTanis Hu Chazor B'Tshuva. The main part of the Tanis is Tshuva. That's the first reason. The second reason, Chaldin Avelus, and there's Avelus on the Chulban, which we also have a reason for it. Miss out the brackets here. There's a brisker if you can leave that. Ochein Gabe Tanis Da'Asor B'Teva is Ikarahu B'Tshuva. The main purpose of Asor B'Teva is not Avelus. It's Tshuva. The Kapara Alachatoim. The Lo Havik Yudzaim B'Tamas B'Tishavav Shechal Kavar Din Avelus. On those days, the Din Avelus. But there's no Avelus on Asor because nothing happened on Asor B'Teva. There was no Chulban. It was only again of a decision to make the Chulban. That's all Asor B'Teva. So there's no Din of Avelus. Kevin de Basor Betevis Adain Lo Nechav Abayis. It wasn't yet a Chuban Abayis. The Rakhaya Matsu Ayushalayim. There was a siege against Yushalayim. But Lachain Lo Chaldin. There's no Dine Avelis of Asor Betevis. El Ikarhu L'Tshuva Anachatoim. It's mainly only for Tshuva Anachatoim. Zachilu Bazele Dive Hayaus Devash. Look, he brings down the Yaus Devash. Lachain Dosha Sachasam Soifer. Shekosav Levad. Why did the Abu Dram say that? Amai Tanis Asor Betevis Chomuhu. Why is it so serious? Mikola Tanis She'ena Nidre L'Achas Shabbos. It's not pushed over according to Abu Dram. Why did the Abu Dram want to bring that down? Mishum Sheve Yom Zeh Hayot Tchilas HaPuronos. This is the day when everything was decided as the Puronos of the Chulban. U'Tchilas Din Yoseh Chomu Mikola Tanis. And the Dinim are more Chomu than any other Tanis, even more than Tisha B'Av. L'mais we have more Inuim. For example, you can't wash at all on Tisha B'Av. But he says it's more chomel. It will be for the future coming year whether there'll be a chulban, whether there'll be a Tisha B'Av this year. The whole davar dasha lo nivne beis hamikdash b'yomav kilu necha b'yomav. It's as if it's destroyed in our times. The nimsa shebechol shana donim im yivne habayis im yischadish hachulban. Tomorrow is decided whether there'll be a chulban or not, whether the beis hamikdash will be built or not. This is where the din begins. If we don't do tshuva by tomorrow, then there's a psak din lo aleinu. Why did it have tevas noach? Like tevas noach, Hakadosh Baruch Hu bala oire. It was a warning. Tevas noach was a warning. So similarly, Asor B'Teves is like the tevas noach. There's going to be a mabul. And therefore, that was a warning. So similarly, Asor B'Teves is a warning for the coming year, and that's the severity. That's the importance of Asar B'Tevis. It's a warning for the coming year.
Well, shouldn't the warning then come before Asar B'Tevis? Because if it's Tshuva and Din on that day, you have to have a little bit of time.
If you're prepared enough, yes.
Prepare to, you know, to prepare for the Din and to do the Tshuva. I mean, it's supposed to just fall on you.
We don't have any
Tshuva every day, no?
Tshuva every day, but the Maestro, that's the day of Tshuva. In other words, the day of decision is that day.
Right.
In other words, it's a warning. It's a warning like the Tevas Noach was a warning. So this is a warning. It's even more chomer than Tisha B'Av. Came into Tisha B'Av, have a tzora she'ovwa. It's on the tzora which has passed. It's not doiches Shabbos. Tisha B'Av. According to the Abu Dran, if we would have the luach, as we've said, and we would do apiaria, have a tanis al tzora hasida, which would come out in the future. Lachem doiches Shabbos. The b'chol doiva do yoshrin based in kugosin al din achuban al shana hazois. This is the day when the decision is made in Shamayim. Well, the Fiza Nimsa, the Hoda Tainis Tisha B'Av Yosef Chomo, have been Ratla Gabay Din Aves. Why is Tisha B'Av more Chomo? It's not because of Tshuva, it's because of the Avelis. The Avelis of Tisha B'Av is more Chomo, but not Asar B'Tevis. Avol Asar B'Tevis, Ika O Tshuva. That's the Ika, that is the importance of Asar B'Tevis is Tshuva, the importance of Tisha B'Av, which is more Chomo, only because of the Avelis. The ischalta b'chvan asadifa, all the beginning of oinesh is the more severe of all. Lachain chomuhu b'doicha shabbos, therefore it's doicha shabbos according to Abu Dra'am. Look what it says here, it brings from the Shari Tshuva. Shetzian, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shari Tshuva, in the Ma'aril, someone who forgot to fast on Asar B'Tevis, yesh lo yisanos sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. If a person forgot it was Asar B'Tevis, he has to fast v'had. Then the following Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Achein bechoyle.
Knas.
A knas. Base. If you forgot.
Triple damages.
Yes. Yeah. but I think this is a printing mistake here. Aval bechoyle she'ochal, not shatzam. Bechoyle she'ochal lo hemidu chachamis tovim. Bechoyle who had to eat. I think it was a mistake here. Bechoyle she'ochal. Not bechoyle she'tzam. Bechoyle she'ochal. Look, there's no takon against them. You don't have to. The person who's sick on a Asar B'Tevis and can't fast, he doesn't have to make it up. The person who forgot about it, then he would have to make up for half. Chazina detanis Asar B'Tevis chomo came to chomo who mechmas the yom adin shabuah ve'idei tshuva yochel likoyes the gzadin. You could change the din tomorrow. V'chol shana donim yispadish hachuban imloy v'lachein doiches hashabbos. And that's the reason behind it.
So what, if the din already passed, then what good would be fasting for 3 days other than just as a punishment? I guess that's what it would be.
To make up, because the tannis is so severe, so serious, therefore you have to make it up for the hab afterwards.
Right, but the din's done.
The din is done, but you who were neglected, who were negligent, right. In yeah, not fasting on the day, then says the Shai Tshuva, you have to make it up on the behalf.
No,
if you forgot. In other words, Tisha B'Av is lav dafka on that day, so therefore it could be another day, and therefore it doesn't have etzem hayom hazeh. Similarly, Asar B'Tevis, Shavuos B'Tammuz is not. It's around the time, the month, around the time. It doesn't say etzem hayom hazeh. Etzem hayom hazeh, posuk in Yecheskel katuv, on Asar B'Tevis, on etzem hayom hazeh, it's posuk. Lachen yeshkia, on that day it's up. Lachen Abu Dra'am on there, shavik latzom, afilu shezeh Shabbos. Now we understand the Abu Dra'am. Dim chal asar b'tevis v'shabbos din hu de'engo nidche. Kem d'shani asar b'tevis v'habi itchal t'puron asar. D'chol atzoymes im yochol l'chuban oloi. Masha enken, as against Tisha B'Av, da'afilu b'tanis chomu, mikomukam k'shachol b'shabbos nidche. It says, Tisha B'Av is pushed off to Sunday. La'achar Shabbos, mishum dikor ba'avelos yeshna ala chuban. Shehi ba'avelos yeshna nidches mipnei ha'shabbos. It's pushed, Masha enken gam b'tanis asar b'tevis, yom adin ala chuban im yichoyev oloi. That's why it's very important. If you don't know this Abu Dra'am, you lose the importance of what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is the day of the Ischalta the Puranasa, Ba'aleinu. If it's going to be a Tisha B'Av this year, it's decided tomorrow. Yesh Tatecha Mo'a Mikedah Tshuva. Mikedah Avelos, the Tisha B'Av is more chamor.
Therefore,
we understand why the Beis Yosef brings this down. Why does the Beis Yosef? He just have to say that we can't have a Tisha B'Av Asor B'Teves on Shabbos. So why does he bring it down to show the importance of what it is Asor B'Teves? That's why the Meister, that the Kasher is a Kasher. Why did the Beis Yosef not pass and say it doesn't fall on Shabbos? No, the Abu Dram is important to know because of that, the importance of Asor B'Teves, to know that it would fall on Shabbos according to the Abu Dram if it would be Al Pi Aria.
Right.
Tonight, Rabbi Sai, is the Yort site of Moshe Shapiro, Zichus Adi Zifor. So I'd like to say something. He has a maimo about Asor B'Teves. I'd like to say something. He explained once in a maimer, I once read about it, that he said that there are three things which Asor B'Teves is important for. The first is that on the Ches Teves, Ptolemy ordered that the Torah would be translated into Greek.
Yeah.
And Chazal say it was more chamor than the Yom of Eger, the chet of translating into Greek. It was more chamor that it was given with Shus, it was translated on Ches. Ches and Tes. On Ches, it was ordered to be written on Tes, but they say Asor B'Teves came about because the Torah was translated into Greek, into Yevonim. The Ches haya, aval min monashach, omrim she Asor B'Teves haya mipnei she katvu et ze b'Yevonim. Tam echad, tam sheni, omar of Moshe Gamkin, Ezra hasofer haya niftar. I don't know. They say Ches and Tes. I think it was 2 days.
Amazing.
I think five
different people.
Five people. It's brought down in the Sefer Sotra.
Didn't they all translate?
All translated the same.
Right.
Was it more than five people? I think in the Sefer Sotra, my thought was five. They all translated the same, but it was translated into Greek. Is your honest? The Gamken Beyamazer Ezra was Nifta. Ezra was Malachi, the last of the Malachim, the last of the Nevi'im. Ezra was Nifta on this day. Malachi haya Ezra hasofa, haya Malachi. Ha'achwa mea Nevi'im. The Hashlishi haya. Ala Nebuchadnezzar Shabbat Lasot Chuman Chol Habayis. As we have to understand what was the tragedy of these areas. What's the first thing? What was the tragedy of translating the Torah into Greek? What is it? Because the Torah is written in the Safa of Loshon Kodesh, which has all kedusha to it. Once you put it into a different Safa, you lose all the kedusha to it. It's not the same. It has a tint of Greek to it. In other words, the Greek language was so beautiful, so the Yofi of Greek came into the Torah, and that's the Choshech. That's the Choshech which we say, the Yovan was the darkness is that if the Torah is translated into Greek, it's not the same Kedusha. It's not that was the second Luchos. What does it mean, the Chet HaEgel? The Chet HaEgel, the first Luchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything. The second Luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu Psod Lecha. He made the stone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the writing on it. It wasn't the same Luach. The Luach was from Moshe Rabbeinu. It lost the Yofi of it. And therefore, if you translate Torah into Greek, then the Torah loses its whole Hashivas. Ptolemy wanted it translated, and they agree, and they translated. They were forced to do it by the Yavon. The place is Kolkach Yafeh, Hasafa Kolkach Yafeh. The Yofi of Greek is it's very harmonious. Mesudah, Ma'od Mesudah, Omim. But Achein Asu is Avol Zeber Choshech. Choshech Haya Sheze Ha. Ha-chalois, ha-klola, shel Yovan, all the matter that Yovan represented is all inside the Torah. It's a different sort of Torah now. They say that Acher, who went off to become Acher, was because the Zemer of Yovan was on his mind all the time. Even though he was like Rabbi Akiva, Nichmas the Pardes, avol kol hazman haya ha-zemer shel Yovan b'moach shelo, as a Torah shelo haya Yevonis. That was the problem with, even though he was the apostle Pume Migilse, he was learning all the time. It was a great that's why we have Asor B'Teves. Asor B'Teves is behind that klola which happened. Malachi Ezra, what was the tragedy of there? Because they say that once Alexander became the ruler, Alexander the Great, Malachi died. That was the day he died. And there was the end of Nevuah in Klal Yisrael, which is the end of listening to the Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but listening to Alexander. The impact of Alexander, the Greece, came about once Alexander became the ruler around the world. Then that was, there were no more Shulton. There was no more, any more Nevuah. The Nevuah stopped at the time when Alexander became control, took control. Shehu Ba'al Yod Melech Miad Al Azman Azeh Al Oto Yom Malach Ezra was Nifta. So they say the Nevuah, Moshe explained, the Nevuah stopped in Klal Yisrael. What does it mean, Nevuah? Nevuah is the Koel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Koel which we have by now. If there's no more Nevuah, you're losing that contact to Shemaim which you had all the time. They say that Alexander the Great always had with him Aristotle. Aristotle was the philosopher who was with them. There were two great Rishoyim in the world who brought about Kfir in the world. Bilam and Aristotle, they say. Bilam was abused his Nevuah, and Aristotle believed anything what he saw, anything which was beyond which he knew, he didn't believe in. And that was the Kfir of Aristotle. Alexander the Great came, Hakob Apiateba, which was Yavon. That was the Koyach of it. So the Moshe explained that that's connected to the translating also of the, it's another simon, the lack of Kedusha. And the third is the whole Yofi and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which Yerushalayim is supposed to give Kedusha to all of the world. That's the Koyach of Yerushalayim. He came in to make a siege on it. So Yerushalayim lost its Koyach and its Yofi from the Churban Habayis, which began on Asar B'Teves. So the three things all tied up together, that Moshe explained, that the translating of the Torah into Greek, you lose the Kedusha, because once you put it into Greek, it's a different culture, it's a different ring to it. The whole thing is like with a zaros to it. It's not the same Torah that you have once it's in Greek. It's not the same. Loses the Kedusha. Ibn Yovan, Ken. You lose it all. You lose it all. The second was that Alexander the Great, that Ezra died, and once you don't have Ezra, you don't have Nebu anymore, you lose the Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. So you bring the Choshech, which is the time of Alexander, which is everything al pi ha-Teva. And Yerushalayim, which is the Mokum of Kedusha, that lost its Yofi because now the siege was made on it. So the three things all come together. And that was the tragedy of Asar B'Teves. And Asar B'Teves, which is the Chalos, really, of the world that we see it in our times nowadays. It's all secular. Everything runs according to the principles of Greece, the science, technology, everything is according to the tether and the recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's what we live with nowadays. That's everything is the Yofi of Greece, science and political science and all the different studies which they have. It's all Hevel, it's not MS, it's all our P.R. Aristotle, it's all science. And that's what Asar B'Teves is all about. It brought about this Chulban, and on this day the Kedusha could come back again. If we did Tshuva on Asar B'Teves, so the whole Yofi of the Kedusha could come back again, because there would be a Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Koyach of the day. So if you put together the three points which Rav Moshe said, together with the points which we saw about the Abu Dram, you begin to realize what the importance of tomorrow is. Asar B'Teves is a time of Tshuva, where we can bring back the Kedusha and the Yofi of the Torah in its proper awe. Which is awful.